And Kathy Dawes now, along with Melody Sexton and Roxanne Janes. Roxanne's the Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity in Manhattan, and we appreciate them both being here. Melody, Office Administrator, and several upcoming events. I don't know if Roxanne or Melody's leading off, but Melody, we'll let you go for it.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having us on this morning. We have a lot of events in the month of April, and just starting out with our upcoming homeowner orientation, that's actually tonight at 7 p.m. at the Manhattan Public Library. We'll be talking about what it takes to become a homeowner, because our homeowners actually buy the houses. We don't give houses away at Habitat. So we'll be talking about how to qualify, sweat equity, and just all the specifics of purchasing a Habitat home.
Very good. So they'll get some good information with that. And
yeah,
do they need to come prepared in any way or bring anything with them, or just there to learn?
They don't need to bring anything with them. We would prefer that they sign up, but we've had many walk-ins come in. So if they'd like to sign up, they can go to our website at MAHFH. That's our initials, Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity, MAHFH.org. And there's a link to sign up to our classes on our website. We also have this week another class. It's our Homebuyer Workshop. That's a series that continues throughout the year, also free and open to the public. And we encourage our your listeners to attend, because they're really great, informative classes. Our home buyers will attend these classes as part of their process to homeownership. But they're really great classes. Like, for example, this one on Thursday evening, it's the 13th, again at the Manhattan Public Library, 7 p.m. This one coming up is going to be spring maintenance. So spring home maintenance, what do you need to do to get ready for the summer, to, you know, if you've winterized your home, things not to forget to do. And this is going to be Dan Knight, who's presented for us multiple times. He's with Anderson Knight Architects in town. And so he'll be doing that part for us. So we're pretty excited about our workshop series.
And as you say, who would you encourage to attend? Just anyone who thinks they might be eligible and looking at buying? And
for the workshops, mm-hmm. anyone that owns a home or has to maintain a home, because there's really great specific tips on things you need to do in order to, you know, shake off the winter and get ready for summer.
Roxanne, anything to add on that note?
No, I think Melody did a nice job presenting that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep, our educational workshops and our homeowner orientation, we love those events and love to see people come out and attend.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And anything else we're wanting to talk about that's coming up? I think Roxanne's ready to talk about
taking it over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are definitely rocking the Yuma block. We had close to 50 volunteers probably on site between our construction on the Habitat home at 1026 Yuma for Kayla and Ernie Wilhoit, in addition to one of our exterior home repairs for one of the local homeowners there on that block too. We did some painting and landscaping, not quite finished there, but we have had tremendous community support, and it's just been an exceptional home build with Heritage. Hy-Vee's really stepped up, and we get all kinds of goodies and treats and refreshments for breakfast and lunch. Thrivent, it's also our third Thrivent build over there. Mm-hmm. Alliance Realty, a huge sponsor of ours as well. And, of course, Manhattan Broadcasting. So,
and it has to make you feel good when you do something like this.
I love it. The construction and just beautifying the Yuma Street neighborhood over there. And we also have, I forgot, Wonder Workshops in there too, giving mm-hmm. historic walking tours. People just don't know of the hidden secrets and historical heritage over there on Yuma Street. So it's been great fun, and we are just rocking it.
Oh, yeah, and if you haven't been by the build site yet or the site that we're rocking the block, it's between 10th and 11th Street on Yuma. And so I would encourage people to go just drive by there, because we're going to be doing this the entire month of April and into May, and it's so fun to see the transformation as it happens.
And it's a two-story house, so that house is going to make a statement. It's a new face for Habitat of what we intend on and are doing in the community with affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I mean, of course, when we want to talk too, I believe, about the home builders, I mean, the buyers, Ernest and Kayla Wilhoit, I'm sure that means so much to them too, what you've done there. And then the sprucing up of the neighborhood and the repairs, all the different work you're doing is just sounds pretty impressive. Plenty of volunteers?
Absolutely. We are chock-a-block full of volunteers. So it's tight fit right now, but if you are interested, please contact us. Volunteer coordinator number is 785-477-1693, and I may be able to squeeze you in, but I can't make any promises because it's a highly attended event over there, and we are going to be doing it all month long. So
another thing we're doing all month long is our Home is the Key campaign. And it's basically it's a national campaign, but we're using it locally to raise awareness of the need for affordable housing. There's several groups in town that are working on that, and we're adding our voices to them to talk about affordable housing in our area and the importance of home ownership to children and to families. And there's so many benefits. And so that's something that we're doing. At the Restore, we have a Home is the Key campaign going on. And you can go into our Restore at 2711 Amherst Avenue. And at the checkout counter, we have these little keys. And you can purchase a key for, it's just paper. It's not a real key. But you can purchase one for $1, $5, or $20 and put your name on it, put it up on the wall, and that'll all go towards our Habitat projects, of which we have many.
And so many of us don't realize, I mean, the importance of having your own home, a place to call home, the importance of that. And there's a lot of people that don't have their own home in this area. I think sometimes we tend to forget about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Many more. In this area, when we think of rentals, we think a lot of students, of course, because Kansas State University is right here. But there are many families and a number of elderly. There's all types of people that have a need for housing and are possibly not in the best housing situation. And those are the folks that we're actually trying to partner with and work with.
I think I noticed on your list too, I don't know if we've gotten to the Grow Green Match Day too much yet, or do we want to emphasize that a bit too, Melanie?
We definitely want to emphasize Grow Green Match Day. We absolutely love the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. They're helpful to nonprofits in so many ways, and one of the big, big ways that they help us out is Grow Green Match Day. That is on Friday, April 21st, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the atrium at 555 Points Avenue. And you don't have to do anything to sign up to do this. You can come in that day, and you'll be greeted by different members of nonprofits in the area. We'll be there all day long. And basically, you write a check to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, or GMCF, and they, in our name, and there is a fund that will match 50% of your donation. So 50 cents on the dollar will be added to your donation. So that, and you can imagine how that benefits all nonprofits, but Habitat for Humanity is just really appreciative of this opportunity to grow our donations and our donor base.
Well, and of course, the events, you've been busy this last several months.
Oh,
in fact.
No.
I don't know any future plans. I mean, as if you don't have enough right now to keep you occupied, but I know it was pretty exciting, of course, with the home in Manhattan. It's been a little while. So
a long while.
Anything else you're wanting to add today at all, Roxanne?
Yeah, coming up after Grow Green, actually, on the 22nd is our third annual Explore with Restore. And it is a family fun event. We have all kinds of things free. Like I said, it's free. We provide lunch. We have face painting. Gary LaGrange, who I think is going to be on a little bit later, will be doing a beehive demonstration there. We just have all kinds of crafts that celebrate Earth Day. So we are come bring the kids and the family to explore with Restore during Earth Day.
And again, it's a free event open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We provide lunch and all the activities. There's crafts for the kids. A bounce house wonder workshop will be there with their bus. We've just got a lot going on that day.
Tell us a date one more time, if you would.
April 22nd from 11 to 3, and we will also have our tiny house open house that day. I know people in the community have been dying to see what's going on and the finished product, so come out and tour the tiny house.
Yep. This is your, if you've been peeking through the windows, this is your opportunity to get inside. It's pretty exciting. And then our final event this month, and we can't leave without talking about it, is our chocolate and tea. This is the 14th chocolate and tea.
It's our signature fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Carol Bredesen's been doing it for
14 years.
Well, tell us more. I mean, you can't beat chocolate and tea.
No, we can't. It's just really exciting. And chocolate tea, and this year we've added wine. So that'll be a new spin on things. We'll see how that goes over. But it's Sunday, April 30th. It starts at 1:30. We have live and silent auctions. And like I said, you can't beat the chocolate and the tea, and wine always goes well with chocolate.
So. Can you give us any clues on some of the auction items? That always kind of gets people intrigued, just variety of things, or I don't know.
Well, Melanie? I know we have one of our popular items has been the K-State quilt. And so we have another one of those again this year. We have some signed footballs, Jordy Nelson, and I know, the donations are just starting to come in. So there is a beautiful mirror that is made out of Mexican tile that I have my eye on. So nobody else bid. No, everybody bid on it. I'll pay for it. But yeah, so lots. I mean, just a variety. We have fresh eggs. We have, you name it, the dinner certificates and things like that. So it runs the gamut from home decor to entertainment and everything in between. It's just they have a phenomenal number of auction items, and so something for every budget and everybody.
Any particular goal? And as you say, it is one of your major fundraisers, but Roxanne, anything special? Just whatever you're able to come up with, I'm guessing.
Whatever we'll able to come up with. I know we have a lot of things going on in our community, but this has been going on for 14 years now, and I think people know about it, are excited when it comes around to hosting that event. Mm-hmm. And it'll be at Houston Street Ballroom again this year, so please come out and join us and enjoy the fellowship and time together with each other on Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Before we wrap up today, anything else you're wanting to highlight? Maybe again those events this week, Melody, if you want to mention those briefly again.
Sure.
I know if people are just now tuning in, it doesn't hurt to mention those again.
Oh, I'm happy to. We have our Habitat Homeowner Orientation on April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Manhattan Library, so that's tonight. Our Home Buyer Workshop is April 13th, 7 p.m. at the library. No need for either one of them to bring anything special or to even sign up. You can show up. We prefer to know who's coming so we can have enough materials. But come to our website, mahfh.org. You can sign up there. Our chocolate and tea, again, 14th chocolate and tea is Sunday, April 30th, 1:30 Houston Street Ballroom. Tickets are $15 in advance, and you can purchase them on our website on the front page, MAHFH, and they're $20 at the door. And Explore with Restore, which is featuring our tiny house open house. That's Saturday, April 22nd, Earth Day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Restore, which is 2711 Amherst Avenue. We've got Crafts for Kids workshop, free and open to the public, and free lunch. And finally, don't forget us on Grogery Match Day, Friday, April 21st, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the, I think it's Colonial Square Atrium, 555 Points Avenue. And I think that's enough for us for April.
That's a lot. Anything else to add today, Roxanne?
No, I think we've covered hopefully everything. So. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate both of you stopping by.
Thank you.
And again, Executive Director, Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity, Roxanne Janes. Also, Office Administrator, Melody Sexton. And we'll take a break. Gary LaGrange is going to be joining us to talk about the SAVE program. We've had him on quite a few times to talk about that before. Figured it was time for an update. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Tap the free ESB Financial app on your smartphone for banking on the go.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Fifely Jewelers offers everything a big box jewelry store does. Competitive pricing, popular brand names, and financing. But we also offer the service and commitment to this.